And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start with some economic news. Despite hopes that inflation was cooling off, the latest consumer index numbers show acceleration in March, as many expected. Some would call it unexpected, but no one actually paying attention expected anything different. The CPI rose 0.4% for the month, putting the 12-month inflation rate at a concerning 3.5%, higher than February's 3.2% and the highest level in the past 6 months. Yeah, so much for that victory lap the White House has been taking on inflation, huh? Shifting gears now to a bizarre story out of Seattle, where a dance squad from Western Washington says they were ordered to change their American flag-themed outfits at a recent convention because some attendees, quote, felt triggered and unsafe. You heard that right. The American flag makes those people feel unsafe. Sounds a lot less like being unsafe and a whole lot more like cognitive dissonance or something like that. And a disturbing incident from Planet Fitness in North Carolina, where a 38-year-old bearded man was arrested after allegedly taking advantage of the gym's gender identity policies to enter the women's locker room. Well, if it's their policy, how was he arrested, you ask? Well, he entered the locker room, stripped naked, and asked a woman to rub lotion on him and shower with him. Yeah. That's not something people do in the bathroom, sir. It actually happened. The man, Christopher Allen Miller, was charged with indecent exposure. Understandably, female gym members were outraged, and Planet Fitness says they have zero tolerance for harassment, but yet they allowed the harassment to easily occur. Yeah, Planet Fitness, you should probably take a little bit more responsibility in this matter. Finally, some news in the education realm. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is leading a major school choice push in the final weeks of the legislative session. Competing House and Senate versions of Lee's Education Freedom Scholarship Act are aiming to make scholarships of $7,000 available for at least 20,000 students next school year, with half reserved for lower-income families. The goal is to expand eligibility to all students to use private schools, charters, and homeschooling. Details are still being ironed out, but Governor Lee and legislative leaders are optimistic about passing a significant school choice measure by the April 25th deadline. I'm one of the very few conservatives that actually disagree with something like this. I'm not saying other states who have enacted similar measures are necessarily wrong the way it's worded in Tennessee, however, I just don't think taxpayer funds should be used to pay for private or Christian education. When you open the door for Christian schools to accept government funds, government overreach will eventually happen, sooner rather than later. This is one I'm not so much in favor of. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I am Jimmy Hicks.